joined by Sean Wilson, chef of the Saddleworth Cheese Company. That's right, isn't it?
Well, not chef, cheesemaker.
Cheesemaker.
Blessed are the cheesemakers, Lewis. Always remember that.
All right. So can you tell us a bit about the Saddleworth Cheese Company?
Well, the Saddleworth Cheese Company is an idea I came up with 4.5, nearly 5 years ago. I'm a very, very keen cook. I was on Coronation Street for 21 years, Lewis. 21 years, yes. I was sat in one room for 21 years. I couldn't stand it anymore. So then I decided that I was going to go out and I'm going to see some of the world, okay? So I spent a lot of time in France. I learned a lot about unpasteurised cheeses. And then, to cut a long story short, I worked at a Michelin-style restaurant for a while.
All right, yeah.
And then I met a handmade Lancashire cheesemaker, lovely guy called Bob Kitchen, who first came to the Yannick Food Festival 4 years ago, I think it was. Lovely guy, and he said, I'll teach you how to make it. So that's why I'm here.
Very good. Have you always been interested in cooking?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Since about 1984, when Keith Floyd, who unfortunately died 2 years ago, came to our screens in 1984, he brought my interest to the kitchen because he liked to drink, he liked to laugh, and his ingredients were very simple. But it was all done with passion, and that's exactly what I like to do.
Are you taking part in any cookery demonstrations?
I am doing a cookery demonstration tomorrow, on Sunday, with Miss Newcastle, I think, or Miss Northumbria. Pip's her name. We're going to do some marinated lamb chops and some hummus. Because I just try and keep it simple, Lewis, you know? Because I can only see Miss Northumbria having long fingernails. Yeah? You know what I mean? I don't think she's really made for the kitchen. You know?
It's the one with Miss Northumberland v Miss Sunderland, isn't it?
I don't know. Yeah, something like that. We're having a cook-off. I said cook-off, all right?
So what is it about Annick that you love coming here each year?
I love Annick. I love the coast. You know, it's untouched around here. It's beautiful to the eye. And also the people are so friendly. You know, we're from Manchester. People are friendly in Manchester. But equally, I love the people in Annick, and I come to Annick more than most people know. I have little secret trips up here occasionally just to come and see some friends. So, you know, I come here quite often. I love the place.
I saw you having a meal last night.
Oh, you did you? Were you in there?
No, I walked past and I was like, oh, that.
Okay, yeah, we had to eat yesterday at some point. We were that busy yesterday, we didn't really get a chance to eat, so we went to the Italian. It was lovely.
Yeah. So I've had a look on your website. What is the website?
What is the website? It's all the W's, saddleworthcheese.co.uk. And also, we've made a pilot for a TV programme, okay? Channel 5, I'm thinking about making a TV programme with me and my lunatic friend over there, Rev.
He looks
a bit of a lunatic. We're going to do 6 episodes for Channel 5, and our pilot episode you can find on YouTube if you put in the Cheese Rockers, but cheese, C-H-E-E-Z, okay? You can watch it.
Now, looking on your website, I had a look at all the different types of cheese that you make. It's hundreds, isn't there?
No, 4.
Well, 4. Yeah, but you've got to exaggerate on radio.
Okay? Yeah, okay, all right.
So tell us about your different types of cheese.
Well, they're all Lancashire cheeses, okay? Now, Lancashire, for those people that don't know, and lots of people don't, has more cheeses to its name than any other county in the country. We have a Lancashire crumbly, we have a Lancashire creamy, and a Lancashire tasty. So we have 3 cheeses to our county. More than cheddars or more than anybody else. So they're traditional. So we do those 3, and then we do a rather delectable blue cheese.
Right, now, not only are you a chef, as you mentioned earlier, you're also an actor.
I am.
You were playing Martin Black. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there's your friend.
Yeah.
Martin Platt in Coronation Street.
Why
aye? And now you're starring in, is it Dance Advertising?
Ah, why aye. Keep it clean now, Lewis, keep it clean.
And that's with Thingy in it, isn't it?
What's Thingy.
Who Thingy. Is it in it with you? Come on.
The girl from EastEnders.
Yeah? Adele.
Yeah, she used to work in the Kef. What's her name? She talks what hair? I forgot her name now. I think she played Pet, yeah. I think so.
Alright then. So did you enjoy your acting days when you were...
Yeah, loved it. Had a really good time. Started in 84 with 2 episodes a week, which everybody lovingly remembers, Coronation Street, when it was 2 eps a week. And then we moved up to 3, and then we went to 4, and then we did 5 episodes a week, and that's when all the producers started to look at the watches and stop watching the acting. So that's when I decided it was time to go.
Have you ever been asked to go back, like for the Corrie Tram crash, for example? Have you ever been asked to go...
Don't fancy it, Lewis.
So now that you're out, you don't have any plans to go back
in? No, I don't have any plans to go back in, no.
So you really enjoyed those?
Yeah, yeah, it was really nice, really good, lovely people. But, you know, all good things come to an end, Lewis.
Uh-huh.
What goes up must come down.
Oh, yeah. So you also...
No man's inflammable.
You were also in a Celebrity MasterChef, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
So tell us a bit about that, because I don't watch that program.
I had a very odd experience, Lewis, and if I'm very honest with you. If I can be candid with you, Lewis. I went to the studio and I prepared the most beautiful scallops in lentils and coriander sauce. It was beautiful, although I say it myself. It was the best I've ever cooked it. And there was a girl on there from Steps, the band Steps. Do you remember them?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Claire.
Claire, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love Claire.
Now, Claire didn't even finish her meal. You got an hour to cook your meal.
Got chicken next to you now.
She didn't even finish her meal, but she won. So I have very mixed feelings about MasterChef. So I think there was some cheating afoot.
So who else were you against in that?
I forget her name now. She was a lovely girl, the Scottish girl from, what's it called? Where all the women talk to each other at the lunchtime
Loose
show.
Women.
Loose Women.
Oh, I love that.
The Scottish lady who used to be like the MC for that. You might not remember her. She was a lovely lady. I can't remember her name now.
Right.
And then Claire, of course.
So, are you down here all weekend?
Yes.
All
yeah,
right,
we're causing trouble in Alnwick. Hey, it was all a bit quiet this morning when we arrived, so we had to up the ante, Lewis. You know how it is. Bit of singing, telling a few jokes, bit of tomfoolery, and that's us.